Alberta Beef Producers is looking for the next provincial representative to the Canadian Cattle Youth Council. Apply today for the chance to represent Alberta cattle producers on a national and international level. Improve your resume with learning opportunities like board governance and media training. Expand your network in the industry and learn about the many ways you can get involved now and in the future. Nominees must be between the ages of 18 and 40 and an eligible cattle producer in Alberta. Applications close May 17th, 2024. You can learn more by going to abpdaily.com. Better late than never, here's another Canadian Beef Industry Conference special.
Deborah Murphy, I'm at Canadian Beef Industry Conference, joined now by Anne Wasco, who's the past chair of the CRSB, but has many hats. Hello, Anne.
Hello, Deborah.
So I think everybody at this conference knows you and knows of your work with the CRSB, but for those who maybe have only heard your name in passing, give us a bit of background.
Okay, well, I've been chair of the Canadian Roundtable for Sustainable Beef for the past 4 years. My term just ended yesterday, so I will move into the past chair role and still be involved with the leadership and council for the next year. So that's exciting. But as you know, the other hats I wear is as a market analyst with Gateway Livestock. And of course, my husband, Barry, and I ranch in southwest Saskatchewan, south of East End.
What we were hoping to talk about today is largely goals for the entire beef industry, I think. Can you start us out with maybe what are the 2030 goals? Where did they come from? And just give us some background on that.
Okay, so yeah, yesterday here at the conference, there was a panel that I moderated to update producers and the convention goers about the 2030 goals, which our industry broad stretch goals in terms of places to move the industry towards, especially in terms of climate mitigation and those areas, as everyone in agriculture, outside of agriculture, are looking at, how do we all be part of the solution moving forward in terms of climate change and climate mitigation. So in 2020, the Canadian Beef Advisors, which is a group of the seven national cattle organizations here in Canada, and might as well spew out the names so you can see that it's the full spectrum. So it's the Canadian Cattle Association, Canadian Meat Council, which is, of course, the Packers, Canadian Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, Beef Cattle Research Council, Canadian Beef Breeds Council, National Cattle Feeders Association, and of course Canada Beef. So those seven organizations all come together, and this has been going on for some time now, but we all come together and work towards the National Beef Strategy. And as part of that is these 2030 goals that have come from, how do we reduce our greenhouse gas footprint? How do we stop the conversion of grasslands, especially native grasses, and various. So the best way was to sit down, put some goals together that are stretch, they're ambitious, but they're achievable, and they also kind of push the envelope in terms of getting the technology and the research, and often then that becomes the funding put together to get where we need to go. Producers are very quick to adopt things that make sense on the ranch or the farm or the feedlot, as do packers. But at the same time, we know we continue to have to do better. That's kind of sustainability language, continuous improvement. And we need to be able to show and document how and what we're doing. So the goal yesterday at the panel here at CBIC was to talk about these goals. There's six different working groups, and we went through each group. So there's one on animal health and some specific goals there, greenhouse gas reduction and carbon sequestration, technology, there's a people health and safety goals, land use, biodiversity and water, and of course beef quality and safety. So there's a gamut of rules, or not rules, goals around those areas. And so we talked about where the various groups are at in terms of making sure we're not overlapping, who's on first, who's on second, certain groups would be more apt at getting moving certain pieces forward in terms of technology and all the rest of it. So we have to stay in touch, and we also have to report back not just to ourselves but to producers that this is something that's important. We're moving forward, and what it means for producers at the grassroots level. So often, you know, Dr. Reynold Bergen yesterday talked on the animal health and welfare goals, and certainly a lot of it comes down to productivity at the ranch in terms of cow herd. The genetic side, the reproductive side, the nutrition side, and they all make sense, but at the same time, there's always technology and science moving forward that we can adapt and lean on and get even better.
Yeah, you talked a lot about the opportunities and challenges within each of those sections, right? Was there anything that struck you as being maybe insurmountable now, or the biggest challenge that you could think of?
Well, I think, again, not picking on Reynold, but one of the things that he brought up, and it really resonated with me, was, well, lots of times we don't know what's around the next corner. Like he, you know, used a couple examples. 20 years ago, did we know BSE was going to be the next massive challenge for the Canadian cattle industry? And, you know, 3 years ago, did we know it was going to be a global pandemic? And so, no, we don't know everything around the next corner. And then add weather to all that on top of it. But at the same time, there's things that we can plan for and work with. The other thing I got from the comments from the leaders of these working groups yesterday was that lots of these areas are very fast moving, especially when Dennis Laycraft talked about technologies and kind of the innovation piece in terms of how fast things are moving. So we could have a game plan today, or we see a gap that needs filling today, and all of a sudden it's moved forward. But, you know, Cassidy brought forward a good point yesterday on talking about beef quality and food safety, is that until you really focus on these things, often as an industry we kind of deal with the fires that we need to put out. So if we've all got these goals laid on the table and we've got everybody, you know, kind of working forward, that that you do kind of go looking for things to improve instead of waiting for that next fire and being reactive. So I think that's a positive, you know, and it helps us kind of set us on the stage for some, hopefully, some successes.
Does having these conversations around the goals, does it provide an opportunity for other conversations in whether it be weather related or whatever, bringing all those stakeholders together? Has it offered other opportunities for the beef industry?
Oh, obviously. I think even yesterday, those kind of showed up very quickly when Cassidy Klima's talking about beef quality and food safety. Automatically, Dennis Laycraft's lead goal of technology and innovation, those two marry pretty well together. And so they also will be, their groups will be working together on those areas that coincide. Things like greenhouse gas reduction and carbon sequestration, obviously those are going to work. There's going to be areas in terms of that biodiversity land use conversation that Larry Thomas is working on. So as we went through yesterday afternoon, even though I've been involved in the process, all of a sudden a lot more of it was coming clearer in terms of how many places we intersect and how important the beef advisor's role is across the whole spectrum of the Canadian beef industry to have some, you know, common ground and at the same time know, like I said earlier, who's on first, who's on second, who's doing what. And then the other piece is, where do we need to go out and ask for that funding to get this project moved, and or regulatory barriers? I mean, we heard that there's some, it looks like there's possibly some easy wins out there in terms of, you know, reducing greenhouse gas emissions, for example, but it's not regulated here in Canada, or it's not approved yet here in Canada. So there is, okay, so then we got to go off and work on that piece. So again, I think it just brings everything to light that needs to get done. Will we hit 100% of all of these goals by 2030? I'd love to say yes, but my gut tells me no. But maybe we'll also know that, okay, well, that wasn't the right path. This is going to be a better path to go down. But until you go there, you don't know that.
I think we heard that at the Alberta Beef Industry Conference, that leaders need to have lofty goals, and it's okay if you don't meet them, right?
Exactly. And I think as we tell producers, these are stretch, ambitious goals. But that's where innovation technology often comes from, is that, okay, think outside the box, think a little differently, send research and researchers in a direction, and they might come back with something different, but that's okay, right? As long as we're moving the needle forward. And again, going back to my sustainability talk in terms of that continuous improvement and that journey that we're on.
You mentioned yesterday was your last day as chair. How are you feeling about that?
Oh, it was a busy day yesterday. We had the annual general meeting for the Canadian Roundtable. We had lots of our membership there. And of course, the membership of the Canadian Roundtable is completely across the whole supply chain gamut, plus NGOs and academics and ag industry and all the rest of it. So it was great to have so many people in the room. Great conversations that we haven't had face-to-face for what seems like eons. And so that was exciting and bittersweet. I can see the organization's in a great spot, but we also know we've got lots of work to do. It's a strong team, council's strong, membership is strong and passionate about sustainability. So I'm proud, I'm honored to have been able to be part of the organization, and I'm not going very far away.
So past chair is still a pretty big role for the next year. What about after that? Are you going to start fishing, or are you gonna come back?
Oh, there's always things out there to do, for sure, whether it's in the industry. Of course, our ranch is still, you know, certainly very busy. And I have to throw this one in. I've got, between Barry and I, we've got 10 grandkids. So there's lots of activity at the ranch, no question about it.
Well, it's been an honor to talk to you today, and thanks for joining us, Anne.
Thanks, Deborah.